Recordings are now started.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to the new GTLD Subsequent Procedure Subteam Track 5, Geographic Names at Top Level, taking place on the 6th of December, 2017. In the interest of time, there'll be no roll call as we have quite a few participants. Attendance will be taken by the Adobe Connect room. If you're only on the audio bridge, could you please let yourselves be known now? Hearing no names, I would like to remind all to please state your name before speaking for transcription purpose, and to please keep your phones and microphones on mute when not speaking to avoid any background noise. With this, I'll turn it back over to our co-chair, Ann Beth Lynn. Please begin.
Well, this is Annabeth again. So we start with going through the agenda, and if anyone has suggestions to something else in the agenda, that would be a good time to do it now. We have only an hour, and I think the main discussion here will be on the terms of reference. But we'll start with the statement before. Does anyone have anything to change in the SOIs? Doesn't seem like that, then we go directly to the terms of reference. It would be good now that we could soon start to discuss the substance. What we have experienced since the last call, it's been a lot of discussion on the mail, and some of it has to do with the scope and the terms of reference, and some of it has to do with other things that we will be discussing later. We've tried to sort it out, what should be discussed today, and if we are not mentioning it, it will be taken care of and it will be written down so we can discuss it later. You can see on the screen here, I think it's a screenshot. Is that right, Emily? So I can't scroll, so we have to go through this. All of you have got the link from Steve earlier today or yesterday, and it is not easy to go through all these different comments in this short time, but I think that we should take paragraph for paragraph. Most of the comments have been on the scope, but also something in the problem statement. So if we go through that first, and if anyone have any objections to what's there now, and there's something that I want to check out, that will be a good time to come with it. So could you make this so we can see the whole problem statement, Emily? Is that possible? Hello?
Annabeth, this is Olga. I think that Emily is
here. We have it.
But Martin made an interesting suggestion that the link should be sent to the participants, and we can follow from the full document in our screen.
Yeah, that's good, Olga. We can always send the link once more. Is that possible to do now, Emily? Okay, so here we first have the problem statement, and it's one yellow area here. Does someone has anything common to this at all? Something that they want to take away, or is it okay? This will be the first reading of the terms of reference, so we will always have possibility up till the 20th. I don't see a hand up now, so can we go on then to the goals and objectives? This seems to be fine. We haven't received
a hand up from Jeff.
Yeah, good, Olga. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. Sorry about that. why don't we go over some of the comments on that yellow highlighted language, just to make sure that we address them. It's hard to see on the screen share, so that's why we're kind of recommending people for the next call print out the documents ahead of time so that they can view it for themselves. But why don't we go over, I see a comment from Jorge on the language that we might want to start with, and then some of the replies. And Jorge says that the PDP attempts to coordinate or streamline, but it does not consolidate. And then there were some comments based on the word consolidate. So I thought perhaps maybe I would jump in and just say the reason why I think the consolidate was left in there or was drafted initially was because from consolidate, it meant that just a way to the way it was intended was that there was work on this issue going on in a number of different fora, whether it was solely within the GAC or within the CCWG or within other, the ALAC. The reason why the word consolidate was initially in there was that one of the goals was to bring all of that work into one area. Not that it was necessarily stopping work from other groups, but it was more to have everybody have one place to address it as opposed to, more than one. So I don't see Jorge on the call, but maybe we should just stop there and see if anyone other than Jorge has an objection keeping the word consolidate in there. And I see that there's some people raising their hands. I don't know, Annabeth, I'll turn it back to you, but maybe we'll just quickly start with that just to make sure that we're okay.
Yes. Yes, Alan, go ahead.
Thank you. I think the key here is it says consolidate the work. So I believe it's syntactically correct, but Jorge is probably right in the fact that if you read this sort of casually, it sounds like it's trying to consolidate the answers, not the effort. So maybe there's some better, I don't have a better suggestion, but I think it is accurate, but perhaps misleading.
Yes, thank you. It's Annabeth again. I think I've seen the word streamline instead. Is that a better solution? Olga, go ahead. Olga?
Thank you, Annabeth. Referring to the comments made by Anna. Yes, can you hear me? Thank you very much.
Yes, we can hear you now.
About the comments made by Alan, thank you. I suggest that if you have suggestions to enhance the text, and now as soon as possible we have to define this text for the terms of reference. If you think this is not yet finalized, it could be good that you make suggestions, you or others in the call. That would be important to make it now or as soon as possible.
Yes, I agree. Kabus, you have your hand up. Go ahead.
Yes, I have my hand up. Unfortunately, I could not send comment on the term of reference. If you are there, if you are not there, I wait until you come to the term of reference. There are two alternatives, and I have another one. I couldn't communicate to you. I have some difficulty with existing wording that mentioned that will focus on the developing proposed recommendations. So I would like to change that part, and I have a suggestion to make, if you allow me kindly. Thank you.
Thank you, Kavos. If you could send it in as soon as possible, that would be fine. It's quite difficult to hear you.
Is it okay now?
It's a little better, but just now we are discussing the problem statement. So if we could get that clear and agree on that as soon as possible, that would be good. I think that Alan's clarification of what we really mean here with consolidate, it's a good input. And if it could be worded a better way to express what we really mean, that could be fine. Olga, do you have your hand up again, or is it an old hand? Stand up here. It's down. Okay. So should we go on to the goals and objectives? It is some comments on the side, but it's really difficult to see them here on the screen. Is there anyone that wants to comment anything on goals and objectives just now? Kavus, your hand up again.
I have a difficulty on the front page when you solve the problems. It seems to me that this process would work under the PDP principle of the GNSO. I have difficulty with that, because it is four chartering organizations involved, and we need to have a procedure how to approve that. We don't want to be under the GNSO maximum or minimum majority or minority or some of those things that would not work for this very critical situation. We need to establish a procedure how we agree on the things. We need to inject the issue of equal footing and equal status of four chartering organizations. We don't want to be governed by GNSO principles, because we never had any majority at all. We are always in minority with respect to the very numerous number of the GNSO attending the meeting, which is not possible for the others. So it is a cozy CCWG is not at the GNSO process. I'm very sorry. We disagree with that. Thank you.
Thank you, Kavus. If you could send some suggestions to where you would have it altered in the problem statement, that would make it very much easier. It is quite bad sound when you talk, so I really have problems with following you. Jeff, go ahead. You have your hand up.
Yeah, thanks, Annabeth. Hopefully I'm clear. I'll restate what I think I heard from Kavus and then address that. I believe that Kavus was saying that he takes some issue with the fact that this is a GNSO effort and that he has comments on really the decision making, and that his comment was there are four chartering organizations, and that therefore there should be some more addressing this from the other organizational standpoint. My comment to that, just as the overall one of the overall co-chairs of this group, is that two comments. Number one is, Kavus, that is a comment related to the decision being as opposed to the problem statement, or even later on when you I see you added that into the scope. We'll address it then too, but it's really meant for a different section of the terms of reference, if at all. So that's comment one. And comment two is that there has been a letter sent now from the GNSO perspective to the different, to the GAC, to the ALAC, and to the CCNSO, addressing the comments of decision making and how this needs to be in line with the GNSO policy development process. That letter basically points out that the decision making is not from four chartering organizations. There's one chartering organization of this group, but that in the decision-making section, it discusses how consensus is measured and how it will be documented. So the second comment really is that, Cavus, we should table this discussion of the decision making until we get to that section, number one. And number two is we'll again go over the GNSO rules and perspective that was laid out in that letter. So if I can make that suggestion and then have us move on without addressing the decision making right now. Thanks.
Thank you, Jeff. I think that was a sensible way to look at it. Olga, please.
Thank you, Annabeth. This is Olga Cavalli.
Olga,
Jeff,
you have your hand up.
I think
Go ahead.
What Cavus is referring to is a concern that can you hear me? Can you hear me?
It was a little echo, but try again. Yes? Yes, we can hear you.
I was just referring to Cavus' comments. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes, we can hear you.
Thank you. Thank
yes,
you very much.
Yes, we can hear you.
There is a gap in between the way that GAC works, which is on a full consensus, and the GNSO style RAF consensus. So it's not the same, and there is a problem there that we are talking about that within the GAC. So it's an important issue. I think we have to address this in the terms of reference, but perhaps in next sections of the document. Thank you.
Thank you, Olga. Greg, you have your hand up. Go ahead.
This is Greg.
Are you there, Greg?
The record.
Yeah.
I'll follow.
Are you there, Greg?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Greg Chatton for the record. Just want to express a disagreement with the idea that that stakeholders are not participating on an equal basis, that somehow some stakeholders can't be in the minority and others can. There's no one group of stakeholders that's in the majority at any time. It's all a set of sectors that need to come to consensus together. This idea that has been put forward, I think we'll need to discuss it in detail later, but I just want to express my disagreement with this. Obviously, we need to come to an understanding that makes sense and is appropriate, but I fear that some of what's been said is based on kind of a set of assumptions about the multi-stakeholder process, and especially the GNSO.
Good, Greg, so we have it on record. Cavus, do you have a comment?
Yes, I have a comment. Sorry, I have different understanding of multi-stakeholder than Greg. It's totally different. The multi-stakeholder, in his definition, means that those participating, whether some 100 from one SOAC on two or three from others, then those 100 dominate the others. This is not multi-stakeholder. Second, we are dealing with a very critical situation, geographic names. Geographic names belong to the country, to the territory. And the territory and country have the right to express its views. Unfortunately, due to certain circumstances, conditions, they may not be able to attend as much as in number of those very kind and respectful professional from GNSO that they are in all meetings without any absence. Always they are that. So I am very sorry. We need to establish within the four organizations an equal footing.
We all must have equal footing. GNSO could not dominate the audience because... Please, let me finish, kindly. Please. This is freedom of speech. GNSO should not dominate the others because of the numerous number of participations. There should be a more acceptable criteria how to come to the decision-making. If we don't solve this, that, we always remain in minority. That is quite clear. We have always been in minority. So, please, we can't go through these things. Thank you.
Thank you, Kabul. But we'll come back to that when we discuss a decision area. But it would be fine if we could concentrate now on the problem statement and the goals and objectives so we can come to the scope. Alan?
Thank you. I do have a comment on the decision-making process, and I won't make it. But I will make the comment saying, please, can we try to follow the instructions of the co-leaders of this group and do things in order? Because otherwise, people who ignore that end up getting a chance to put their positions forward without any rebuttal or other comments, and that's not fair to the rest of us. So let's try to follow the process that's being described. Thank you.
Thank you. So let us say now that we have said enough on problem statement. We have talked about what the word to consolidate, and we'll see what where we go from there. So shall we go on to goals and objectives? Anyone have specific comments to that section? No hand? Should we carry on and go further down the document, Emily? Caboose, do you have your hand up?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, what is the objective of second paragraph? Why are we dealing with the four other tracks? This has nothing to do with this issue. Why we need that paragraph at all? The four tracks has nothing to do with this. We are talking of geographic names. Four track dealing with something else.
Yes.
Yes. So I disagree with the paragraph two. I propose its solution. Thank you.
I think it's more it's Annabeth here. I think it's more meant like a description on like what we are doing here, that we are part, what we are discussing here, even if it's only geographical names, we're part of a bigger picture. So all of the work tracks, we give their input into the plenary group. Can you give a better explanation, Jeff? Or I can't see that it's a problem having it there.
I see a problem.
This is Jeff. Okay, so let's note Caboose's objection, and we'll hear other comments on it. It's only there from to provide some context. It's if there's agreement to remove the reference to in the last sentence. If there's agreement to remove the reference to. I'm sorry, there's someone with an open connection, so it's giving me a little, it's hard to speak. But in the first paragraph, if we can eliminate the language that says, as with the other work tracks, we could just say work track five leadership is coordinated by the PDP working group co-chairs. I mean, it's fine. I'm not sure it affects the substance, but let's, note Caboose's objection and see if there's others with issues and then move on.
Thank you, Jeff. Greg, your hand is up again.
Thank you. Greg Schatt.
Hello?
Greg, this is
Terry from staff. We heard you state your name and nothing after that.
Yeah, I heard nothing.
I heard it. Yeah.
He's on Adobe Connect, but it doesn't go onto the bridge. The bridge connection seems to be severed.
Okay.
Hi, this is Christopher Wilkinson. I apologize for joining late, but Adobe Connect has crashed in this environment, and there is no connection, so I'm on a phone line. So while we're waiting for...
Yeah, you have echo, Christopher.
I'll go on to mute into a minute. I know I'll come back on when I have something to say, but just to let you know that with great difficulty I'm here.
Thank you, Christopher. And did you finish or you have your hand still up?
Hand still up.
Okay.
And this is Terry from staff. I apologize. I do believe I have the Adobe Connect issue fixed, if you want to go ahead and continue.
Terry, Cheryl here. It doesn't seem to be the phone bridge connecting to Adobe Connect is picking up because I'm...
Okay, better.
Yes, for those... Thank you, Cheryl. For those that have activated their mics at the beginning of the meeting, you may have to reactivate your mics at this time.
That's the mics on Adobe Connect you're talking about. It's Alan speaking.
Correct. Thank you.
Yes.
Speaking.
This is Annabeth again. You hear me now?
Yes, we sure do, Annabeth. Thank you, everyone, for your patience. Please continue.
Okay. All right, please try again. Kavus, your hand is up. Is it an old hand or
maybe we can go back to Greg because most of us didn't hear him.
No, but Greg is not there just now, so he has to come back again. I think he's trying the phone.
This is Greg. I'm here.
There is Greg. Good, good. There is Greg. Good, good.
All that I said was that the after the first two sentences, the rest of the paragraph is about work track 5, and the first two sentences are transitional sentences, which is just, you know, good writing to help the flow of the writing and help the reader understand what's being discussed. So we go from the general to the particular. So I don't see an issue with briefly mentioning the context in which this work track exists. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Greg. I see in the chat that Nick Wendensmith also have suggested that we change the word goals with context, and that's perhaps what we mean with this paragraph, context and objectives. We'll look into that. So, Kavus?
Yes, I suggest that please kindly put them in a square bracket. We come back to that later, please. I don't see any relevance of this.
Yes, we will.
At all. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Susan, you have a hand up? I have to open your mic.
Hopefully my mic is working.
Hi, Susan.
It is open. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, it is. Go ahead.
Yes, okay. Sorry. I was just going to say I can, whilst I personally don't have an objection to the reference that Cavus is objecting to, I also think we could probably dispense with it. And so if we're talking here about the first two sentences in the numbered paragraph one underneath goals and objectives, then we could just delete them and we could just simply say the co-chairs of the subsequent procedures PDP working group have established a fifth work track. I think that would then address the concern, and I don't think we would lose anything by it.
I agree. Thank you, Susan. Shall we move on to the scope? No more hands up as far as I can see. Emily, could you move the document a little ahead? Here we are. So this is the difficult part because we have had a lot of input here and it's been several suggestions for different wording. And what we have tried here, Georgia have had input and Jeff has tried and Nick Wendensmith, and it might be the easier to have a lightweight that covers everything instead of being too specific. But if you have an input to these different wordings, it would be the time now to come with it. So, Cavus, your hand is up.
Yes, I have a comment, please, and I wish to propose an alternative for that, and I try to put it, if possible, in the chat in order that you can see the whole thing. Yeah.
Yes, I can see it in the chat. That's good that you have it in writing.
Yeah, it is in the chat, yeah.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Jeff?
Yeah, thanks. This is Jeff Newman. So a couple things. Number one is I just wanted to point out so the alternative number one, if we went with that, that's the version that I had initially suggested changes with Jorge and then Nick Wendensmith had made some comments on. If we went with that version, I just wanted to be clear that we would not need paragraph two. So it would only be alternate one and then skip past paragraph two and go into paragraphs, I think, three and four, which we can't see on the screen right now. I believe same thing would be true, although I'll let Cavus speak. But I think the thing that's on the screen now labeled as alternative 2.1, which is suggested by Cavus, I think that would also be a lightweight version that would not necessitate having paragraph 2 in there, but we can let Cavus speak on that issue. But in alternative 2.1, the version that Cavus has suggested, you'll notice that I've made a suggestion on deleting the language that he has on there, which says to be proposed to chartering organizations ALAC, CCNSO, GAC, and GNSO, simply for the two reasons we discussed in the problem statement, that's more to the decision-making as opposed to scope. And the second reason is that it wasn't chartered by other organizations. It was only chartered by the GNSO. So for those two reasons, I think what we should do is discuss, number one, whether we want the lighter version, which is either alternative 1 or alternative 2.1. And if we're all good with the lighter version, we can actually skip paragraph 2, cut that out completely, and go to paragraphs 3 and 4. Thanks.
So, Jeff, just to clarify, then what's the first paragraph, one, will then also go out. So we go directly to alternate one or alternative 2-1. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, this is Jeff Newman. It seems like most of the discussion on the email lists have focused now away from what's labeled paragraph one and is now more focused on alternatives one and two now. And if we go with one of those versions, then clarify.
And then two and go to three and four.
Correct. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you. Any comments from anyone here? More hands? It's a question from Harry Chaudhary that are we also considering subdivisions in ISO 31661 list? As Annabeth here, I think that we have to discuss later on what will be geographical names. And this is under that discussion, if I'm not mistaken. Any comments to that? Alan?
Thank you. I was commenting on Jeff's original proposal. I strongly support omitting paragraph two and using one of the lightweight versions. And I have a slight favor for alternate one as opposed to 2.1 because it is less prescriptive. It includes the options, I believe, that are explicitly mentioned in 2.1, implying potential for consent, but doesn't necessarily focus on them, which I think gives us a more clean ground to do the work with. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. That sounds like a good idea, actually. If it's too specific, then it's easy to forget something. If it's more lightweight, it opens up for more discussions, in my view. So, more hands up here, or should we just carry on? Seems like it's no one there, so we'll go on. So, Emily, could you scroll down? There's a hand from Paul. Paul McReady, please go ahead.
Thanks. Paul McReady here. So before I scroll down, I guess, hi there, can you hear me?
Yes,
we can. Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, great. Before we scroll down, can staff scroll back up, please? I guess I'm trying to understand, was a decision made on this, or was it just input taken? And if a decision was made, what was the decision? So, for example, in paragraph one, are we keeping in the alternative approval language in red, approval and, hope or not? And do we decide between alternative one and alternative two, alternative 2.1? Did we decide anything or did we just talk about it? If we just talked about it, fine. We can take it back up on the list again or in the next call, but if we decided something, I sure would like to know what it was. Thanks.
Annabeth here again. Thank you, Paul. What we consider this discussion is the first reading, so it's not this decision per se. But, Jeff, can you comment on that?
Yeah, thanks, Annabeth. This is Jeff Newman.
Jeff,
and,
you have your hand up.
Yep, thanks. I noticed we're having a little bit of problems with Adobe and delay with Annabeth's connection, so we should try to fix that the next time. So Paul, this is a discussion. We have this is the first reading, as Annabeth said. We'll do a second reading and decision-making on the next call, but it would be good to hear from those on the email list and here, if they want, whether alternative 1 or alternative 2.1 work, and if that's the or if there's objections to those, and if that's the case, then we can skip out paragraph 2. I think that's what we're trying to collect comments on for now. Thanks.
Thank you, Jeff. Kabul?
Yes, I suggest that, as Jeff mentioned, we maintain the two alternatives, alternative 1 and 2-1, reflect on that and perhaps come back to that to see whether we could agree on that or not, because I try to avoid those hard words that people had difficulty to that, and I take the alternative 1, some of the words into the alternative 2-1 in order to be more clear, but let us think it over, let us sleep over, and come back at the next meeting if the colleagues kindly agree to that. Thank you.
Thank you, Carlos. Xavier?
Yeah, hi. I put my comment in the
chat. Can you hear me, Xavier? Go ahead.
Thanks a lot. Yes, I put my comment in the chat.
Okay.
Just
thank you.
Take note of it, please.
Okay. Then we'll have it in writing so we will have a look. Shall we continue? Emily, can you scroll down a little? It's a few comments on 3. So that will be kept if we have alternative 1 or alternative 2-1 and then goes to 3 and 4. So if you have some comments on these 2, that would be fine as well. Is there anything there? Raul, you have your hand up? No? Hello? Can you hear me?
Annabeth, I asked for the floor.
I can't see you, Christopher. But go ahead. Come on. If you, Christopher? Hello?
Christopher Wilkinson, for the record. The meeting is proceeding with great, great difficulty. I don't want to comment further on that, either from the point of view of the co-chairs or from the point of view of the staff, but there's a problem that has to be resolved for the next meeting. Regarding the substance, I think we should be clear that if we go for a light version of the terms of reference, and I have understood the arguments that have been put forward in that favor in order to get a decision so that the work can continue, there is no question of that decision including or excluding any particular specific category of geonames. I've seen on the list proposals which would try to exclude certain categories of geonames, and all I can say at this stage is that some of those proposals would guarantee the failure of this project. So I ask for, first of all, a procedural simplification, but not a substantial simplification, and secondly, a degree of, yes, political realism on the part of some of our correspondents. Thank you, Annabeth.
Thank you, Christopher. It's duly noted. It's 2 more hands up there. It's Raul Gusain. Can you hear me? I just see a hand, but I can't hear anything. Okay, then Kabul's?
Yes, I put an alternative version for 3. I put in the chat. May you kindly look at that one? Because I would replace the will take,
yes,
could also. and then if appropriate. I don't want to bound ourselves to what was before. When you say will is a deterministic verb, that means you must take that into account. I think it could take it if appropriate. So I propose a change and put it into chat. Thank you.
Okay. We'll have a look at it. So then it's number four. It's some yellowing there. That anything there we should discuss? I think that is your comments, Kavush. What does it mean? I suggest that it should be deleted. Is that right? You writing this?
No, I said that instead of will take cognizance, I said that could also take cognizance, comma, if appropriate. This is the difference between the existing.
Yeah, but that is in number three.
Yes, number three. I'm talking of number three. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which number to talk into?
No, no, that's right. It's number three.
Okay, number
three. I think you have a comment on number four as well.
Wait a minute. I will come to number four because I cannot follow what you said exactly now. For. Yes. Yes, I have a comment. I don't understand the meaning. What does it mean, that? Why we brought that? We don't need that. We don't talk about that at this stage. All we take is outside at this stage. It may come at a later stage. So I have two suggestions. Either delete this paragraph four or reword it, put something at this stage at the end. That not totally exclude that. Thank you.
Thank you, Carlos. Jeff?
Yeah, thanks. This is Jeff Newman. I just wanted to explain what that paragraph is supposed to mean. And, of course, we can always work on wording if we don't think it's clear. But basically, that wording was to specifically avoid discussions of what came up in, I think it was Johannesburg, which is attempting to define what is a GTLD versus what is a CCTLD and which supporting organization or which advisory committee had jurisdiction over the policies of those types of domains. So what it means is that we're not going to be discussing those issues. The reason it was put into this section was because we wanted to make it very clear up front that we'll stop any discussions that take place that attempt to redefine or clarify what is a GTLD or CCTLD and really focus on the substantive issues of geographic names. That was what it means. Thanks.
Thank you, Jeff. Kavush?
Yes, but I think that we don't need to go back who people said in Johannesburg. We are at the different stage of the working. We don't need to mention that. If somebody brought any issue about that, we could rediscuss that and put it at this stage. We don't need that. So I suggest that we delete that. We have difficulty with that because it may have some unintended consequences. So it is not necessary. It is better to be silent. Thank you.
And I will introduce Matthew Kane, and Matthew Kane will be important.
That's right. Alan, you have your hand up.
Yes, thank you very much. I have a question for Jeff, and I ask it with some trepidation and fear. But if we, in our process, decide that .Canada is a valid TLD, and we determine a process by which it could be allocated, do we then have to go back and decide whether it is a CCTLD or GTLD? That's a question for Jeff.
Annabeth, I don't know.
This is for Jeff.
Okay, thanks.
Yes.
Annabeth, you weigh in first, and then I'll jump in.
Yes. Okay. Actually, I think that that's not what we are discussing here, because we are discussing the policy for new GTLDs, whether or not a geographical name should be a CCTLD. A CCTLD is a CCTLD, and that's the two-letter codes. But it might have great impact on countries, even if it's a GTLD. And that's what we are discussing, what to do with it, in my view. So I think that discussing whether it should be one thing or the other is outside our remit, but I might be wrong. Any comments on that from others?
It's Alan. I hope you're wrong, but what Jeff said sort of led me to believe that if we can't discuss it here, then when do we discuss it? Or does some, when does someone discuss it?
Yeah. Okay. Martin, do you have comments on that or something else?
Hi, Annabeth. It's for something else. It's going back to Carissa's comment regarding scope, including something that is suggested out of scope. So I just want to mention that I don't see any reason why, if there has been previous comments about areas that do not need to be explored and should therefore be avoided, I don't see any harm in actually quoting that in a terms of reference so that it's very clear from the outset, and particularly for those that may come into the membership of the work track at a later date so that they've got a clear understanding of where it's coming from. Thanks.
I agree. Thank you, Martin. Greg?
It's Greg Shatton for the record. I think, you know, first off, it's outside this group's remit if we were to reopen the definition of CCTLD. I think, Annabeth, your statement of kind of our scope and remit and the kind of settled matter on which we base our discussions makes sense. I don't know if we need to essentially notice that we acknowledge the current definition of CCTLD as a two-letter code based on ISO 3166 and move on from there. It seems that some people want to discuss that here. This is not the place to discuss it. And I for one, think that is a settled issue until someone unsettles it somewhere else, which I would think would be a very, very radical move. Lastly, I think we need to avoid mission creep, and I think stating what is beyond the bounds of the mission is important. It's certainly will aid the leaders of this work track to be able to cite to the scope both in positive and negative terms. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. Annabeth here again. I totally agree with you, actually. It's like when you're a lawyer, you always set a kind of a border for what you're not discussing to avoid the mission creep. So, Kavos?
Yes, I'm very sorry. Yeah, I'm very sorry. I am not lawyers, but I have some law background. I suggest a text which is in the chat that saying that could be considered out of the scope of TAC distract at this stage. That means we do not close the door totally. As Alan mentioned, we may come back to that if required. So this is something between the two. Thank you.
Thank you, Kavos. That's duly noted. Okay, then no more hands. So should we scroll a little longer? Emily? Then we're coming to the deliverables and reporting. And we haven't had as many comments on that, but there's been some. So some of those are from you, Kavos. So your hand is there, so perhaps you can explain.
Yeah, I can explain that this is a difficulty that I have, and Olga also mentioned this definition or term of consensus. It is about 2.5 years we have difficulty with that. We tried some way in ICG, but we did not succeed in CCWG, because in CCWG, consensus means the voice of those people attending the meeting. And I have mentioned there are many, many other people that they don't have that possibility due to various reasons to attend that. Therefore, we need to establish another procedure what the consensus means. And I have difficulty with rough consensus, small minority, big minority, and so on and so forth. In jurisdiction, we have suffered a lot that our views were considered a simple number of minority, because we were dominated by the majority of those people, most of them from one country, and so on and so forth, and we have lost the battle totally. We left with almost nothing, some theory. So this time we would like to have equal footing. There are CC, there are ALAC, CCNSO, GNSO, and GAC. We should have equal footing. So we should establish a procedure how to decide, and also we should establish procedure how the chair is tasked to resolve the problem of minority, to bring their views, to allow them to express themselves, and not to try to have some sort of repression that their voice be shut down inappropriately. This is something very, very important. We are dealing with a very critical situation, geographic names.
Thank you, Kavos.
We must have something. Thank you. Thanks very much, Madam.
Yes, Kavos, thank you so much. But you know that some of this will be when the discussion comes to the decision procedures, when we're talking about consensus and these things. So we'll come back to it. So Jeff?
Yeah, I just thanks. This is Jeff Newman. I agree with you, Annabeth.
Where are you, Christopher?
Yeah.
Hello, Christopher Wilkinson, for the record.
Christopher, you're talking?
Yes. Just a gloss on Kavros's comment. The conclusion of the jurisdiction group's work was, in effect, to reject the concept of a minority report and at the most accept that reports which were different from the majority report would be dissenting reports. And we have on record in the jurisdiction group dissenting reports. I strongly recommend that as a minimum position vis-a-vis the problem which Kavros has described, as a minimum position, we should reject the word minority. We're talking about, at the least, a dissenting report. Thank you.
Thank you, Christopher. Jeff?
Yeah, I'm just doing, Jeff Newman, just doing a quick time check. It's the top of the hour. What I recommend is two things. Number one is that, Kavos, we're going to take your comments related to decision-making and put them into the decision-making section. So we'll do that and that for discussion on the email list. Number two is to just say, when we get to decision-making, this is going to be as the GNSO rules currently state for now. If there are bigger issues than that, as Olga alluded to earlier, if the GAC is working on a response to that, let's have it come in through that as opposed to, you know, the objection. We noted it. It's in the record. And I think we do need to end this call just simply because we're at the top of the hour. Let's continue the discussion on the list. Annabeth, I'll turn it back to you to end the call if we could.
Thank you so much, Jeff. And I'm sorry that we didn't come any further than we did. Greg has still his hand up, but could you please put it in the chat? Greg, we have to stop now. And this discussion shows that sometimes we might have 90 minutes because we don't get so far. But please send in your comments again on the mailing list or in the Google document. You think you can do that, and we will discuss more next time on the 20th. It's some problems with the audio calls, and the sound is not so good, but I hope we have had some good things done today. So thank you, everyone, for attending, and have a nice day or afternoon or evening or night or wherever you are. Talk to you next time.
Thank you, everyone. Once again, the meeting has been adjourned. Please remember to disconnect all remaining lines. Operator Chris, please stop all recordings.
Thank you.
Everyone else, please remember to have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye.